Welcome back to the Business of Government Hour. I'm Paul Lawrence, and this morning's conversation is with Keith Pettigo, Director, Loan Guarantee Service, the Department of Veterans Affairs. And joining us in our conversation is Maria Barrientos.
Keith, we were just talking about some of the major initiatives going on in VA at the current time, but I was just wondering, how do you envision VA, and specifically Loan Guarantee Service, within the next 5 to 10 years? How will it change over time?
I can say one thing for sure, and that is that you will continue to see change. When you're working in a program that serves a vibrant part of the private sector, as we do, then you're bound to change. So the mortgage finance and real estate industry will basically determine how we will change. I think it's probably safe to say that the change that will take place in the future will continue to be under the four broad change themes that we've outlined in the Loan Guarantee Program over the last 7 years. And those change themes are automation, delegation, consolidation, and oversight. And we're going to continue to automate in order to reduce costs of operations and provide better service. We're going to continue to delegate processing authority to the private sector whenever that is feasible in order to improve the timeliness of service to veterans. We're going to continue to be vigilant for additional opportunities to consolidate operations when it will result in better service and greater cost efficiencies. And the fourth element, oversight, we're going to continue to try to improve our oversight structure to make sure that the integrity of the program is maintained. In looking down the road at how the program will look for veterans, I think it's safe to say that we're going to continue to move into the electronic age in the mortgage business. This is what I call the couch potatoes dream. Veterans in the near future, and I mean probably to some extent today and certainly within the next 2 to 3 years, will probably be able to go from the point of deciding they want to get a VA loan to closing that loan without even leaving their home if they choose to do so through the wonders of electronics. Today, as most people know, you can go online and you can look for a home. You can even take a virtual tour of many of those homes online. You can go into every room. You can see every wall. You can see the floors. You can see the furnace. You don't even need to leave your house. You can also go to a lending institution, and they can go online and get a VA certificate of eligibility for you. In a couple of years, we expect to give that access to veterans, so you'll be able to get your eligibility determined without leaving your house. You'll be able to apply for the loan online. You can do that with many lenders today. Lenders, in most cases, will approve your loan online using sophisticated automated underwriting systems. The decision on the approval will come within a minute or two. Automated valuation models that do the appraisal on properties have already been developed and are going to be sophisticated enough in the next couple of years to probably be used for VA loans. It'll not be necessary to leave your house to close a loan in the future because laws have been passed that permit legal documents to be executed electronically. So really, it's not a stretch to say that at some point in the not-too-distant future, veterans will be able to utilize this electronic process to get their loan. And if they desire, it's probably going to be possible to close that loan within 1 to 5 days of signing the contract to purchase.
Now, there was also recent legislation that was passed in Congress that increased the amount that a loan could be afforded to a veteran. Can you talk a little bit about that and how that will affect the Loan Guarantee Program and, you know, any other major challenges that you see for the program in the next coming years?
Yes, I think you're referring to Public Law 108-454, which was signed by President Bush on December 10th of 2004. This bill does a number of things, but I'll just focus on the most important part of that legislation. And that's a provision that changes the way that the VA structures the guarantee. In the past, whenever the guarantee was increased, Congress had to act. They had to actually increase the guarantee. And that worked reasonably well over time. The problem with that structure, however, is that when property values were increasing rather rapidly, the guarantee amount did not always increase sufficiently to take care of that increased cost. As a result, since the VA guarantee determines how much of a loan a veteran can get, veterans found themselves unable to purchase the home of their choice using their VA benefit in many of the high-cost areas of the country. In this legislation, Congress now has indexed the VA guarantee amount to what's known as the conventional conforming loan limit. The conventional conforming loan limit is set each year based on the average cost of housing for the previous 12 months. So on January 1 of each year, that limit goes up. In the future,